India Zulu 6 Bravo Alpha Juliet. This is Oscar Romeo 4 ISS. How do you read? India Zulu 6 Bravo Alpha Juliet. This is Oscar Romeo 4 ISS. How do you read? Zulu 6 Bravo Alpha Juliet, this is Oscar Romeo 4 ISS, how do you read? India Zulu 6 Bravo Alpha Juliet, this is Oscar Romeo 4 ISS, reading you 5 square.
Outside you cannot, because
sound needs air to travel or needs something to travel, and in space there is nothing. There is the vacuum, and sound cannot travel in the vacuum. Yes, sometimes, but mostly I wanted to become a pilot and I wanted to fly. And of course, flying to space is just flying a little bit higher and a little bit faster. So yes, I dreamt of becoming an astronaut when I was a child. Everything in space here is a little bit more difficult than on Earth. Drinking we do out of drinking bags, because otherwise, of course, all the water or our drinks float away. Eating we do out of cans or out of small bags. Sleeping we sleep in a sleeping bag, because otherwise it would float away, and the sleeping bag is fixed to the wall. And showers we don't have. We can only wash with very little water, because water is very scarce here on the ISS. Until recently it was 3 astronauts, and now we have just gone to 6 astronauts. So we are living here permanently with 6 astronauts on board of the ISS. And this is the maximum that we for the moment can sustain. The name of Oasis for my mission reflects to water. Water is a very scarce thing here on the ISS. And we need to take good care of it, and we recycle a lot of water as well. And also on Earth, water becomes more and more a scarce resource. So we wanted to have something that connects the ISS to the Earth and to UNICEF, of course, of which I'm a goodwill ambassador. And UNICEF is also running the WASH campaign, which is a campaign for water, sanitation and hygiene that is still needed, because millions of children do not have access to clear and good drinking water. We will support UNICEF by giving messages from space and by drawing the people's attention to the necessity of good and clear drinking water. Not only in our regions, of course, where we think it's obvious, but after the earthquake, I'm sure that you have experienced that having access to drinking water and to good water is not that obvious at all. But certainly in a lot of development countries, it's a big problem where a lot of children have no access to drinking water, or they need to walk to go to a pit at least 6 or 12 hours per day, so they have no time to go to school. Say again, please, and very short. During the next pass, I can be back here on the radio station, but let's continue with the questions of the children, please.